I would like to ask something again. So these past few days, regarding the difficulty in breathing, I noticed that I think it's just mere vedana, mere feeling.
What?
It's a mere feeling.
Yeah.
So it's something that actually happened several times in the past as well.
Yeah.
And when I keep on continuing on my meditation object, and like the second or third day, it breaks through. So the congestion and difficulty in breathing completely gone.
Yeah.
And then I could focus on the breath. Several times I noticed that when I'm meditating, the breath would actually stop.
Yeah.
But sometimes it stops for a while. Sometimes it only stops for a mere like few seconds, and I don't know where to put my focus on that time.
You have to put your focus on that what knows that the breath stops. So you have to jump inside the heart.
The mind.
What?
You mean jump to the mind?
No, not the heart.
The heart. Oh, the mind and heart is different in Thai tradition. Sorry.
I mean the mind is also originated in the heart, yeah?
Oh, in Indonesia, mind and heart are the same, so I thought they were...
Yes, they are. They are pretty much the same. But the mind is an aspect of the heart.
Oh, the mind is the one that thinks.
The mind is that the mind is the one what we call the rational aspect of the citta.
Yeah.
Yeah? And the emotions are the emotional aspect, or the heart is the emotional aspect of the citta. But the citta, yeah, is different from the emotions and from the mind. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it knows, yeah?
Yeah?
It knows what is going on, it knows, you know, the emotional things, it knows the rational things, yeah? And that's where you have to go. You have to go inside the
citta. So I have to go back to the citta to take...
Not, you have to go in the citta.
Into the citta as an object here, because there's like a single point.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed that when I mentioned to you that I had difficulty in breathing, Achan mentioned to me to try koto. So now apparently the mind, whenever it can't take the breath as object, like for instance when I'm eating or when I'm showering or doing chores, because for now I see that most of the time the breath is always very, very subtle to notice even at usual time.
Yeah.
So doing work while noticing the very subtle breath is very hard to keep.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind automatically just recite koto to tie the mind inside. And I tried both when I recite koto as well as meditation object. The koto stopped, but when the koto stopped for a while, the mind starts to move again. It jumps to the breath. So I'm confused. Why is it moving between these two objects then? Which one should I choose?
Because you're not fixed there. As I said last time, you have to fix your attention on the koto, or on the breath, And don't worry, if the breath becomes subtle, the knowingness of the breath becomes very predominant.
Yes.
I mean, it becomes much more dominant. I mean, you know every detail of the breath.
Yes.
Yeah?
It doesn't require the feeling of the
breath. No, it doesn't require at all the feeling.
Yes.
Yeah? So people, make the mistake and think, the breath, disappeared. No, the knowingness, our interest in the breath disappeared. Yeah? But actually, you know it very much, much clearer than when you can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the knowing of the breath, even when you do activities, even when the breath is subtle, the knowing of the breath is always there, very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you should not let go of the Buddha. Yeah. It's the same thing, I mean, when the breath will stop, and then you jump to the citta, yeah? Or the Buddha, you cannot even, the mind really, you will feel it, it really focuses on one point. That's where you jump to the point. It's the same with the breath. It really, there's hardly anything, there's no space,
Yeah.
It actually leads exactly to the citta, yeah? And you don't have to do anything. It automatically will go into the citta. Né? But sometimes, you know, you have to give it a little, yeah, because you're afraid, you know, you have to give it a little push, yeah, to go into it. And the Buddha is the same thing, you know, the mind really gets so focused, yeah, that you can't even think one Buddha.
Yeah. It just stops.
No, it doesn't stop.
I mean, like, when I try to make the Buddha come out, I can't.
Yeah, but then you have to jump into the citta. Yeah?
Also, I noticed that whenever the mind starts to get really calm or one-pointed, or when it stops, somewhere around that, there would be many things that would try to disturb the mind, like there would be bright light coming up. And then there would be like many sensations, like the body becoming big, small, and all that hot.
That, then you are not really at that point. Then you are at the level of upacara samadhi. Yeah? Because at that time, I mean, the mind does not. I mean, the only thing that you are aware of is, I mean, the whole body disappears before. Yeah. I mean, all the feeling, there's no more feeling, there's no more sound, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's only this.
It only happens before one-pointedness, actually, yeah.
Yes, yeah, and then you are not really close to one-pointedness.
Yeah.
Then it is still upacara samadhi, yeah? And then you still have to focus. Then the breath disappears, but, you know, it doesn't stop, yeah? Or the Buddha disappears and it doesn't stop, yeah? Because if it really stops, there's nothing else in this world. I mean, it cannot happen. It cannot happen that, you know, something disturbs you at that moment, yeah? Because the mind is really so focused, it is so close to the one point, yeah? That, I mean, everything is shut out, yeah?
Sometimes at the beginning of meditating, like, the light would come out and I would just ignore it, but
if the light gets too strong, I mean, then pull it into the heart.
I'll just take it back.
Yeah. I don't go out, yeah. I mean, that's what the Kilesas try to do. I mean, they present an object, you know, and say, oh, that is interesting, that is light, and if it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. No, you pull it in, into
like,
the heart.
Yeah, like the colors and light and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very distracting. Very distracting, but the moment the mind notices it, it immediately fades away, so I just ignore all of that.
You can ignore it or you can pull it into the heart, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Also, I notice that sometimes when the heart is not yet that one-pointed yet, I'm still trying to make it into one, the body moves by itself.
No.
So, I don't know why...
How does the body move? By itself.
It just moves by itself like
healing. No. Like that. That means you're not really that. I mean, if the body needs to move, it needs a citta.
Yeah.
The citta needs to move the body.
Yeah.
That means you're not really concentrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you enter upacara samadhi, and when the upacara samadhi is good, what happens is that the body automatically erect in a very, very normal...
Sometimes it's erect. It's like being screwed into place.
Yeah.
But sometimes when it moves a little bit, it gets screwed in that position, which is...
I mean, if it... You have to distinguish. If it moves like this and that, that is not okay.
If it goes
into a position and then stays there, that is okay.
Oh, okay. So in my case, it moves only once and it stopped. I can't move it anymore. It's
okay,
stuck
that
again.
Is okay.
Should I move it back?
No.
Right?
No.
Oh, I should just let it be. Right?
Yeah. I mean, because it is the most relaxed position that the body moves into. And the most relaxed position is not this. It is really erect. Yeah. I mean, you're really erect and you're completely, all the muscles are relaxed. Yeah.
The body can move erect.
Yeah. I mean, that is what happens when you go into the upacara samadhi, you know, I mean the body, yeah, I mean, when there are no more thoughts, when there are no memories, the body, you know, puts himself in a position where it doesn't have to, you know, where it's completely relaxed. Yeah.
I also think that I might have done something wrong, because sometimes when the body gets relaxed, there's like energy coming up,
mm-hmm.
and it will become very strict to the point where will my head move by itself.
And no. That doesn't happen.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yes. I mean, when I said, you know, the body moves in the position where it is most comfortable, where it's completely relaxed. When the head goes up, that is not relaxed. When the head goes down, it's not relaxed. When the body goes like this or goes, you know, to the side, it's not relaxed, yeah? That means the citta or the kilesas are still, you know, in the heart, you know, and moving, yeah? That also means that you're not really in upachara samadhi. Okay?
Thank you.